the special meeting of the Ross Town Council Monday, March 2nd, 2015. Has the agenda been posted, Bob?
Yes, it has.
Okay, we'll move on to item 3, open time for public expression. Is there any member of the public that wishes to be heard on item not on the agenda? Seeing none, we'll move on to item number 4, 39 Fern Hill Avenue, use permit number 1983.
This is a request for a use permit for Ross School to use the Branson School site for a one-night auction event. And the council has granted this use permit in the past, and we've received a couple of complaints regarding noise and then the valet people illegally parking on the streets. But I think those can all be, or they've been very responsive, and I don't see those as big problems. I would just ask the Ross Police Department to try to monitor the event when it first starts to make sure that the valet people are parking cars appropriately and that they can stop it before it gets to be a problem. So I'm recommending approval of the amendment to the use permit, and staff is also recommending that the event be permitted every other year or no more than every 2 years so that they don't have to keep returning to get a use permit in the future. And I originally was going to recommend just allowing them to do it annually, so if they go 3 years and they want to have it 2 years in a row, you know, it wouldn't be a problem. But we did receive concern from one of the neighbors who wanted it just to remain every other year. And I'm pretty confident that Branson just wants to not cause any issues with the neighbors right now. So I'm recommending that the event be permitted once every 2 years, subject to the conditions for approval from the staff.
The auction now is staggered, so it is every other year. So that's really, they can still have it there under that.
That's my understanding too, that it shouldn't be a problem.
As long as it continues to exist there, so.
Correct. And then if Branson leaves and someone else comes in and they don't want to continue it, they don't have to. It would be still up to Branson or whoever owns the property.
But it does run with the property, so even if Branson's left, it would still be a condition of a use permit for whoever
moves there, correct.
If it were to retain like that, I mean, it could.
Unless the whole use permit changes all together, right?
Judy, should we make it sort of shorten the time, like for 10 years or something, the way we did with the preschool, just to be sure that if Branson changes hands, it's not Branson and it's something else, that we're okay to keep going? Because it's easy to keep it going, but once we say it goes to the property, that's permanent.
That is an option you have. 10 years seems like a reasonable amount, 10 or 11 years to them, then they can return and can wonder if there's been any issues if the council wants to do that.
I think 10 years is a good suggestion. More than covers whatever Branson may end up doing, and then we can easily extend that. And then the other item is I just make sure that I know, I believe it's CPA doing the parking. They typically do most of the parking in town. And I think they usually do, and I think the last couple of times it's not been a problem, but we just would probably make sure that CPA's given their number to the police department. The police department doesn't have to search them out, just make sure they give a number that where they can access the person in charge if there is any issue, and then that way it makes it easy to solve.
There is also a request for a fee waiver, $1,000. So is there a motion on this item?
Well, considering since I have to say I captured the auction, I know that it goes to support the school, so I would be, especially since we're going to put this on a continuous, I would be willing to consider either a waiver of the fee altogether or a minimal fee, depending on what the rest of the council feels.
Just so the council, remind the council, on the agenda on the 12th is the fee waiver policy for nonprofit agencies. And so my suggestion as the manager is that you take that action on the, you're going to take that action on the, you're going to take up that item on the 12th. And if you do so, then adopt the policy as recommended by the General Government Committee, then $1,000 of the $1,500 fee would be waived. So, just so you know.
In other words, you're saying maybe we have to wait until we adopt the policy before we can do this?
Well, that's my suggestion.
Yeah.
It's only a week away.
Yeah.
My only concern is that they may not actually qualify under that new policy because they're not a nonprofit organization registered with the IRS. So at this time, you have a little bit more flexibility than you will have in 1 week.
Yeah, I think that we should, it's agendized as such. The request was to have a fee waiver. So either we put this item over for the fee waiver, which I just don't understand why we would do that, or we grant it now.
Do you take comments? Or
yes,
are we
going to
take comments on
yes.
this?
Yes.
Okay.
So is there any other member of the council that wants to be heard on this item, or should we open it up for public discussion?
Open.
Okay. We'll open it up, and if
you need me here?
Yes,
okay.
You guys are recording.
All right. I'm Tyler Fishburne. I'm a Ross School parent and former PTA president. My understanding, just a couple comments on what you've discussed. My understanding is that the valet parking uses the field for parking, and that the one comment that was negative towards where cars were illegally parked was Park Avenue, which is not even a public street, it's the private street on Branson. I agree we should give the police department our valet parkers number so that they can mitigate that before there's an issue. The PTA was set up as a 501c3, and right now the only kind of glitch with a nonprofit tax ID number is a problem that was created by the state PTA, which our volunteers are working. This is now the second year that we're working to kind of solve that issue. So I actually think it's a pretty good suggestion to just leave the fee on there and we would like it waived for this year, but I think Rob's made a nice suggestion so that you're not nailed down to the decision. If there's an e-waiver and we fill it out and it's waived, you know, we can't necessarily say every year, but that's sort of the way it looks. I think that's a pretty good solution so that it doesn't just look like everything you do, you don't have to pay fees for the PTA. My last comment is that when this mailer went out, it was stated to allow a PTA to host something like this every year. To recommend it every other year is based on one complaint. Every single Ross family who received that, who I spoke to, said, oh, I just didn't see a problem, that I threw it out. So I believe you haven't heard any positive comments in favor of this. The PTA does not plan to host more than one event every other year. But if something changed, or if we switched the calendar, or if the PTA wanted to try a new event and Branson was amenable, then we're right back here again trying to get a use permit in an off year. So my recommendation, or I don't know if that, my hope or comment would be if you could vote on what was sent out to the residents, because the people in favor of that who support that were counting on that being the recommendation. I don't anticipate that the PTA wants to host anything like this more than every other year. It's a lot of work, and nobody really wants to do it more than every 2 years. But if the reason of amending the use permit was to prevent all of our time doing this, then keeping it as every year, as was stated on the public hearing notice, I think is a fair way to do it, particularly since I don't think you've heard from many people in support of that. Thank you. Do you need me up here anymore? Okay. Thank you.
In response, since Branson has control over whether or not they have an event every year, if you did approve it for every year, it might be just Branson's decision to try to limit it if they were feeling like the neighbors were not supportive of that. So I don't see any harm in doing it as an annual basis, and if particular neighbors had a concern about it, Branson could always elect not to do it every year.
I would support it every year.
I would too. I mean, I guess one possibility is they could add the patron party to this, which is a smaller group anyway.
Don't do it anymore.
They don't do that anymore. So anyway, I don't know. I'm supportive of doing it every year.
I don't have a problem with that, but does that limit it to a Ross School event? It could be any event, right? Once a year or
an outside? It could be an organization supporting Ross School. So it's not just for the Ross PTA, but it's an event for Ross School.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification.
Do we have a motion?
Well, I move that we adopt the amendment to the use permit on the 1983 for 39 Fernhill Avenue to permit the Ross School to hold one, to permit the Ross School to hold one event per year on the Branson School campus, subject to conditions to minimize neighborhood impact.
Second.
Oh, for 10 years?
Yeah, for 10 years.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Poole, seconded by Mayor Thurman and Workman.
Can you take roll.
So Elizabeth Robbins?
Aye.
Carla Small?
Aye.
Beach Poole?
Aye.
Katie Workman?
Aye.
Aye. Passes unanimously. Okay, we're going to move on to the next item on our agenda, which is closed session item. This is open time for matters pertaining to the closed session here. So seeing no members of the public, we will close that door. Okay, so we are back in open session, and the announcement is that we gave staff direction to proceed with negotiations to obtain an interim town manager. Does that make sense?